This is Jack Gibson from Exodus, and you're listening to Music City Metal.
You're listening to Music City Metal with your hosts, Larry and Mary Fish.
Music City Metal, Mary Fish, you and I post Florida, post vacation.
Oh, that's such a sad post Florida. That's so sad. Oh,
damn it, though. It was so good. The music was good. We had, there were four shows, two of them we were part of, and then family time and then keys time, which was amazing. But we're going to focus on the music part tonight. But tell us what you have lined up for tonight before we get into the post Florida show.
Tell us. Oh, I thought we were going to play that before this.
No.
That's okay. No. You're the editor. Thanks. We have with us tonight, all the way from Eastern Time, Kentucky. It'll make sense later, the whole
brothers.
Eastern Time thing.
They're brothers. Kentucky is brothers to Tennessee. Let's just face it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Our brothers from the tiny little bit north, Moonshine Zombies. We have John Warren here with us this evening. Crowd roars.
Yeah. And we'll bring John in a minute. And we're going to get to Florida, but we're going to start right out with, should we talk about Fish Fest or do we save this till the end?
No, save it till the end. It's good. They're going to have to wait. You're going to have to listen through the whole podcast or fast forward. I don't care, to get to the end, but we're not spilling the beans now.
Those of you that listened to our last episode, we just had Crusade and Lines in the Sky down. We did Tampa and Orlando together, and then they broke off with Chris Williams of Rising Up Angry and did Daytona and Jacksonville, and they played to the biggest crowds ever, Mary. That's why we do this, why we get people out of Nashville.
Oh, right, because Florida is a totally different scene, and like I said in the last episode, it's the weather. What happened as soon as we landed? Every ache and pain, every ow came back as soon as we hit the ground. So right. It's just a different feel. It's a different rock scene. I don't know. People are more open to just exploring new music and getting out.
Well, what we have noticed is that Nashville, although it's a really good scene for musicians moving here, of all genres, including rock, including metal, they're leaving California, they're leaving New York, they're leaving the Pacific Northwest, they're coming to Nashville, but when it comes time to exposing their band in Nashville, it blows.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
It's tough.
It sucks. I don't know. Since COVID, getting more than 15, 25 people out blows. It's disheartening.
It is, and I have an idea.
I don't want to get too negative.
I have lots of ideas, though.
Okay. I know you got ideas. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you and I make connections in Florida, which is by far a solid scene when it comes to rock and metal, right?
It is.
20 years.
And we also made connections in Kentucky, so
yes.
Why don't we bring John in and see what's going on up there.
I'm going to shut my yapper and let you and Mary talk for a minute. Welcome, John, Moonshine Zombies. So we listened to the music while we were in Florida on the way home, driving through Alligator Alley, all right? I had partaken of a little bit of 420, and I got the music, but I'm going to let you and Mary talk for a minute and let you take it from there, bro.
Glad you're here. Glad you reached out, and glad I was checking Instagram while I was on vacation, because I'll be honest, sometimes, you know, you have to you have to disconnect a little bit from social media or just devices in general. So I'm glad I answered that. So welcome.
Well, thanks for having me on, Larry and Mary. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about just maybe the origin story. I know you've done some other podcasts and some other shows, so we definitely don't want to bore your fans with anything they might already know, but just for our fans who may not be familiar with you, maybe a little bit of the backstory and a little bit about Moonshine Zombies.
Well, Moonshine Zombies was a vision about 2.5 years ago. Anthony Bowling, the guitar player, who has his own recording studio, Bird Dog Studios, had called me and asked me if I would come over and maybe start helping him with some writing and some recording. And we got about three songs into that. And next thing I know, we're both saying, hey, this stuff's pretty good. And next thing you know, I make a call to an old friend of mine, Steve Kurtzinger, who played bass in a band I was in it's been a while back, and reached out to him, and he said he wasn't busy at the time. So really, we just, our debut album, self-titled Moonshine Zombies, we used a session player on drums. And after that, we just started looking for a permanent drummer. And then that kind of led us in the direction of Matt Toll. And then from that, that's where the second album comes in.
Awesome. And so who's primarily the writers of the group?
Anthony and I do basically all the writing. He basically will keep me pretty busy. He writes all the music, and he'll basically, whether I go over there or he'll send me something, he's just like, here you go, you know, make something of this. So basically what I will do from that point is I will start working on melodies, lyrics, and a theme. And we have purposely, especially on the newer stuff, we try to make the songs light, fun, about having a good time, drinking beer. You work hard, you're a blue collar guy or lady, you work hard all week, and then come the weekend, you want to just unwind and have an ice cold beer.
That was one thing I was going to say, was like how much of your past or your upbringing affected the music. And I think you answered that without us even asking the question. That was just one thing on my mind. You know, when we were guessing where you were from and listening, you know, looking at the song titles and listening to it, we guessed on that. So just let you expound on that. Like, how important is that like a goal of the band, just to like expose a way of life? You know, I'm just basing it on the band name. You correct me wherever I'm wrong, but you take it from here, bro.
No, once we got started, you know, you will see visually a lot of bands that can be from different areas. And it's a lot of times bands either all sound alike or they all look alike. So what we did was we said, hey, we're just going to embrace where we're from, which is, you know, basically that Southern vibe, and just, you know, that's what we do. Yeah. So instead of looking and sounding like everybody else, we said, hey, we're just going to do what we do and see how it turns out.
So last year we went to go see a band in the outskirts of Nashville with another promoter. And remember, Mary, we came up with this term hillbilly metal. You remember? I mean, does that offend you? First of all,
no, not at all.
Okay. And not would you be willing to accept that? because that, you know, listen, like there's another band called The Reveal, which have been with Mary and I since day one when they were called No Name Blues, and they played every Fish Fest. And they're evolving to from like alt rock to mixing in bluegrass, and their biggest hit right now, Shadows Dancing, has a very bluegrass feel, right, Mary? Right?
Oh, it like definitely does. Like, there's a mandolin.
And, you know, like the theme is Southern rock, but they bring an alt rock, you know, vibe to it. So, but in the days of when no one wants to be defined by a genre, do you think you'd fit with that? Because I thought it would, like, listening to it, like I said, we were driving through Alligator Alley. Listening to your album, like, damn, stoner rock, maybe even hillbilly rock, hillbilly metal, like.
Right. We have got the comparison, and I think Mary discussed this earlier. One of the comparisons we get that I do not hear, we get Clutch a lot. Mm. Now, I don't hear that, but enough people have to where I'm like, okay. Clutch, obviously, our subject matter. Yes. So, and I love Clutch. But yeah, you know, the thing with us on both the albums, we threw a little harmonica in a few of the songs, which we love. And even I think on this one, we'll have a few more songs with harmonica, maybe even a little banjo.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's share it with the world here for a minute. What do you say, Mary Fish?
Let's do it.
You want to do She's Gone or Slideshow first?
She's Gone.
She's Gone. All right. John, introduce She's Gone before we play it here, bro.
This is our second single off the Black Shadows album, and it's the second video off the Black Shadows album. This song's basically about a girl that just cannot be tamed, and it's a fun song, and we obviously had a lot of fun writing the song, and we had a blast making the video.
Well, all right, we are gonna link up your YouTube and all everything else, but go ahead and send it out officially to the world here. What's your socials? The best way to get a hold of you social wise?
MoonshineZombies.com.
That's it. MoonshineZombies.com. She's Gone here on Music City Metal, Larry and Mary Fish. We'll be right back.
I like that song. I like to think of that Southern rock kind of sludge metal. I don't know. I'm not feeling the Clutch Danzig relationship there, Stoner rock. Genre wise though, like Larry was saying earlier, I know a lot of bands don't like to be pigeonholed into that necessarily, but I think the album is broader than that. Can you share with us a little bit about any of those other influences that brought you and Anthony kind of together musically? Like, have you known each other from, you know, usually most bands have some type of origin story. We went to high school together. We, you know, went to Berkeley, whatever the case may be. Can you share a little bit about that backstory with us?
Sure. We have a pretty good backstory. So in high school, I was what you would call a blonde hair, you know, kind of a rocker, and would, you know, go to class, in between class, and there was this guy would pass occasionally. He was a long hair also, kind of a big muscular kid at the time, you know. Not too many people were built like this young guy, and so anyway, obviously, when we were in high school, we would always try to sneak some alcohol on the weekends, and we would all meet up sometimes at the drive-ins and whatnot. Well, I'd passed him several times, like I said, in the hallway. Well, one weekend, we were all at the drive-ins, and we crossed paths, and he had a beer in one hand and whiskey in the other, and I had a beer in my hand, and we just, you know, started talking about music and some other things, and he said, hey, I'm in a band, and, you know, I like Led Zeppelin, I like Van Halen, and I said, hey, I play guitar also, and I kind of left it at that. I had no real passion to be in a band, so he had invited me over. And I think like that very next weekend, I had went over to his place and had my guitar in hand, and his parents had invited me in and went back to his room. I could already hear the guitar shredding, and, you know, he's only 16 years old. So I walk in the door and he is just tearing this guitar up. And I said, hey, you know, I cannot compete with that. Meaning we were going to jam. And he goes, man, we need a singer in a band, in this band I'm in. And I said, I don't sing. He said, he just looked at me and he said, practice. You just need to practice. And, you know, the backstory about that, passion with Anthony. Yeah. Anthony is a very driven person. So he's been working out his whole life and was on the wrestling team, even had a scholarship to wrestle at USC. But he wanted to pursue music. But the thing is, he's a very determined person. So when he looked at me and said, you just practice, I just went with raw talent. Him and I were hanging out all the time, practicing. And to be honest with you, I was terrible. But I had a sense of determination and was tenacious about it. And over time, I think I got pretty good at it, thanks to him.
I would say so, too. I enjoyed that vocal style because it's got depth, it's got bass, but you can still understand the words. I'm just that nerdy girl who still wants to hear exactly what you're saying. Like some of the, you know, obviously the new metal and black metal and death metal, it's just like all just all shoved together, like, I don't know, like a blender spinning. And if it's just about music, great, but if it's the music and the depth of what someone's writing about behind it, I want to be able to understand what it is that you're saying. And maybe I even want to sing along.
I totally agree with that. Yes.
Well, that's a cool story. And, you know, your laugh, not for nothing, but that was a very, who is Johnny Carson's sidekick?
Oh, don't compare me to him.
that laugh.
Well, let's just
Ed McMahon.
Yes, thank
brother,
you.
Brother, so in about 10 days, in 10 days, I will celebrate my 33rd anniversary as a DJ, right? Okay, which I think it's pretty freaking cool. I've been doing it this long.
Congrats.
Yeah, 33. Half the people I'm training weren't even born for 10 years yet, right now, right?
Oh, yeah,
Except for you. So I don't know. You don't know Mary and I's story, but we met at an event I was DJing how many years ago? 22, 23.
I don't know. You tell me how long ago it was.
Be careful. That's right. 98, 25.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
This summer will be 25 years. We've been married. We just Mary and I just had our 20th last year. Married, right? But we met 25 years ago at a wedding I wasn't supposed to be at.
Yeah, I guess it was meant to be. I'm not sure where you're going with that. You're looking at me for feedback, but
just because I was letting you run.
Well, I think the thing about that struck me when I heard in some of your other interviews, John, about Van Halen was that was one of the crossover bands that kind of brought us together because he was more. I don't know. I don't want to say hair.
I know, but
you
when,
know
when
what?
We talked about Van Halen, though, we connected when it, and I think it was our first date. Right?
Oh yeah, we absolutely did. That's what I'm saying. We came from two totally different worlds of music, and that brought us together.
But it was Van Halen was our crossover.
That's what I just said.
Sure. And actually. We our song was Can't Stop Loving You.
Oh yeah, yeah. My parents loved that. Oh, they were like, "What the hell is this?" God. At our wedding. This is it. This is us. So,
but that was our crossover with music was Van Halen. I liked heavier stuff.
Speaking of music,
yeah.
Why don't we play another song from Moonshine
Again?
Zombies?
What are we gonna do?
Breathe Again. Boy, we went over these notes.
Slideshow by Moonshine Zombies.
Let's have John tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll play it.
Slideshow is basically a song about a guy that's trying to drink a girl off of his mind. So everywhere he goes, he's just trying to forget about her drinking, and she just keeps appearing no matter where he goes.
Like a slideshow.
Like a slideshow. Music City Metal. Here's Moonshine Zombies slideshow. We'll be back right after this.
We'll be right back. walk. I love the way you talk. Hide on this open road. I love the way you walk. I love the way you talk. Hide on this open road. Your love. Your love. Your love.
Music City Metal Slideshow by Moonshine Zombies. Moonshine. We'll say it again. Moonshine Zombies.
That's the one you have to say in the mirror and actually do like your lip breathing exercises with. I just think it's great that that was a chick highlighted right off the bat. I also think it's great sometimes that there's not a lot of chicks at rock and roll shows because the line at the ladies' room is shorter that way. However, I would like to see more representation, and I guess that's why I'm trying to be a loud voice in the back row of that for girls in rock. Crickets, you're gonna cricket me. He just cricketed me. So tell us about who that is. Can you tell us about who that is, or is it a secret?
Yeah, sure. Her name's Jennifer Johnson. She's a friend of mine. Years ago, even though I got out of being in a band, I was still doing session work and had heard her sing, and told the engineer about her, and she came in and did some session work, and her voice is amazing. So actually this song that she is featured on, it was supposed to be someone else, and they canceled on us. So what we did was, what was crazy was the person canceled the morning of, and we didn't quite know what to do, but just kind of move on. And I said, you know what, let me make a phone call. Reached out to her, and she said, you give me a couple hours, I'll be there. So basically she came in.
Man, I love stories.
I already had the melody. And the lyrics were already in place. I just showed her what I wanted her to do, and she just literally nailed it on the first take.
No kidding.
That's amazing. I love first take stories, too.
Me too. I love this stuff.
Also, one thing that Tony and I do is we will, when we're doing the song, sometimes if, I don't want to call it a mistake, but if, say it's a vocal, a guitar, or whatever, if it's not perfect, sometimes we'll keep it because it's rock and roll. We don't want to have everything overly polished, overly engineered. I just think it drains the essence of the song, I guess you would say.
I like that. Yes, I agree. Because then also, me being the little nerdy girl that I am, if I see you live, not you specifically, but then I have that huge high expectation. And then, you know, some of the bands that we've worked with, you know, they come off stage and they're like, oh my gosh, I made a mistake during this bridge to something. And you're like, nobody even heard it. It was beautiful. Exactly what you did was the way it was meant to be. Just play it how it comes out of you, you know? So I like to hear that you want to keep it with that natural flow, because yeah, if you over like mechanize music, that expectation of perfection, it's really not, to me, that's not the whole point. I don't care if you make a mistake, because you know, I'm not some great guitar player that's even going to recognize a mistake. I'm just going to think it's just you being you, giving a little extra groove and a little extra vibe, or playing off the crowd or whatever's happening at the moment, and just giving a song a whole new personality live. So I think that's great. I love it.
Amen.
Mary, one thing, for example, what we were talking about is, you know, we'll do vocals and then we always walk away from things, because what happens is, say you're in there for usually 2 to 3 hours. That's usually what we will do. We'll walk away from it, and then we'll, you know, he'll play me back some vocals that I did maybe the day before, and I'll be like, I'm not liking that. I need to correct that. And he'll, you know, sometimes we fix things, sometimes we don't. And it'd drive me crazy, but he's like, no, it sounds great. So that's what I was basically talking about. There are things when I listen to some of our songs, I'm like, man, I wish I could have redid that. But we have just got in a habit of, if it's not really broke, we'll just leave it. We won't fix it.
I like that. I like it a lot.
What's the goal for the upcoming year, and what shows do you have booked, brother? Share with the world, man.
Well, basically, we have several goals in place. One is to put out 4 official music videos using J.B. Lawrence on 3. And he's out of Mississippi, and he is just phenomenal. I don't know if you've got to watch She's Gone and Meeting at the Crossroads. Okay. He is just unbelievable. And he has actually, he has did videos for several videos that have been up for CMA Awards.
Nice.
And, and I just kind of found him by accident, and we hit it off, and he's came up to Kentucky now twice to shoot these videos. And then we have a guy that is actually out of Louisville named Richard Straw, who shot our first music video, and he did a tremendous job. And I think we're going to use him again.
Nice.
So we're going to try to shoot 4 music videos. And then June 1st is our goal to put out our 3rd full-length album. And after that, that's what we're concentrating on. But after that, we're going to start concentrating on doing shows in the summer. And we should stay pretty busy.
Well, that sounds good. And I'm going to officially invite you all. Mary and I have a nice place out. We're a little outside of downtown, but you have a place to come crash with your band and convene, soak, and the peace of Lebanon, Tennessee, while you play shows in Nashville. Mario, do we concur on that?
Oh, we absolutely concur.
We always have room, and that's kind of what our thing is, man, with Music City Metal. Like, if you're coming through town and you need a place, we'll help get you the gig, but you got a place to feel at home right here. Bring your band. Bring the fam.
I appreciate the invite.
Bring the fam for the Fish Fest experience. So I think you got a prequel based on the fact that I couldn't even remember what we played tonight. And that, you know, I'm talking about, like, it's got my 33rd anniversary. Do I have any leeway, Mary Fish, with my memory that I can't remember?
Oh, yeah, you spend a lot of time in, let's say, bars, shall we say. Yeah.
Yeah, I blew some brain cells out, man.
It's all right.
Let's face it. 33 years, I definitely have done damage, but...
It's okay, but you know how to... You still know how to hear and pick up on good talent and good music when you hear it and see it.
That's what I'm good at. That's what I'm good at, and making friends and... connecting good people with good people. So, brother, man, I know we haven't met face to face, but I look forward to it. Absolutely. And can we wrap this up with the 3rd song that we don't have programmed yet? What do you think, Mary Fish?
One other thing, too, before we let you go. I don't think we touched on Matt, who's part of the newest member, right? Am I right?
Yes.
Newest member?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about his introduction to Moonshine Zombies.
Well, when we shot our first video, we had a new drummer. He shot the first video, and when we were looking for the place to shoot the video, we went in this room with the guy that rents out the space, who's a friend of mine, and they had this big Days of the New banner on the wall.
Wow.
And I was like, man, I love that band. And he goes, well, you know, Jesse's playing with us in the Crashers. And he goes, I know Matt. He's a good friend of mine. And it went in one ear and out the other. We have a drummer who obviously was in the video. So nevertheless, we're we're getting ready to record the Black Shadows album. And I get a call from, his name is Steve. I get a call from Steve, and he was going through a lot of things. And he just said, hey, I've got this going on and that. And I just feel like I can't do a good job. I'm very distracted. And I just think I need to bow out. And I basically, doing music as long as I have, I said, look, do you want to sleep on it? You know? And he said, no, I think I've made my decision. I think I would just not do a good job. So at that point, I'm not very happy because now we've got an album we're getting ready to record with no drummer. And Anthony actually, unless he listens to this interview, he doesn't even know about this. I didn't know what to do. I never told him about Steve. And so a couple of days went by, and all of a sudden a light went off in my head. I said, Matt Toll from Days of the New. I don't want that guy. So I called Mark. I said, hey, man, I need a favor. I told him what was going on. And he kind of chuckled about it. And I was like, no, make it happen. So a day later, Mark calls me. He goes, hey, I talked to Matt. He's going to be reaching out to you tomorrow. And then the rest is up to you guys. So Matt and I, we talked for about 2 weeks. And, you know, I sent him the music. He had watched the video. And we just kept going back and forth. And then he calls me on a Friday. It was about 2 weeks into it. And he said, John, do you have a minute? And I said, sure. He said, well, I talked to my wife and I talked to Jesse, who was the bass player in Tantric and Days of the New. And I just wanted to know what they thought about it. And they said they thought I should do it. So let's do it. So, I mean, the rest is history. And Matt has just became a great friend to me and everybody in the group. And I mean, he's a phenomenal drummer. So we've gained a great drummer and a great friend in the process. And we're just looking forward to the new album, working with him again.
How awesome is that? And that actually dates me because I did enjoy them in their original time a very, very long time ago. But
It was a phenomenal band.
It was, yes. That era of music, I mean, I don't necessarily want to go back because we can never go back to any of that. But I think what came out kind of through and after that time period, I don't want to say went downhill, but I think that was a good, for me personally, 89 to 95, maybe, give or take, was a really good time in music history.
No kidding.
I agree.
Well, that's a cool story. Thanks for sharing that. Sometimes it's a small world and you never know who knows somebody that may come into your life, cross your path, join your band. You know, some people have gotten married through stories like that. That's really cool. We're excited. I'll be excited and look forward to that album.
Introduce the last song, Mary Fish. Introduce it. That's a perfect way to bring it in.
Perfect way to bring it in. So, John, then meeting at the crossroads, tell us maybe a little bit about that. We'll wrap it up with that tune.
Meeting at the Crossroads is the first single off the Black Shadows album. It is about a person that is basically at a crossroads in their life and has to make some decisions. Just something we go through, everybody goes through in their life at a low point.
Not
Music City Metal. Oh my God, what was that?
Now you're just punching buttons. We've been sitting here for 40 minutes. Now you're pushing all the buttons.
Someone's got to end my control of the board tonight. Damn it.
Mary, cut him off.
I might have to.
Cut off, brother.
I might have to. That was Meeting at the Crossroads, Moonshine Zombies.
Not what we just played, obviously. I like that bass line, though. Sorry, we got to do this one more time. Sorry. I like it.
Is that any better?
Mary, say something.
Am I?
There you go. I can hear you now.
Okay. All right.
Good. Oh, you had me muted. Oh, is that what this is about?
Completely accidental.
Right.
It's why I'm being removed from the engineering process tonight, brother.
I'm learning as much as I can. All right, here we go.
Mark.
That was Meeting at the Crossroads, Moonshine Zombies. Now I'm tripping over it.
What?
John, great having you here with us this evening, hanging out, laughing with us and our craziness. Any final closing thoughts, words of wisdom you'd like to share with our Music City Metal fans?
First of all, I really appreciate you guys having me on the show. Just check out our YouTube channel, Moonshine Zombies, moonshinezombies.com. And then obviously we'll have a new album out June 1st and start doing some shows, a little bit of touring in the summer. Just kind of keep an eye out for us.
Yeah, we will be talking to you about doing something late summer, early fall here, brother.
Sounds great.
Guaranteed.
We will see you soon. Folks, if you haven't already, go to every social platform possible, but especially YouTube, because the videos really are pretty cool. MoonshineZombies.com. You can find all their social links right there and merch. They have some pretty cool merch, too.
Yeah.
I checked that out. That's a great way to help support local bands through buying shirts, mugs, all of that good stuff, and helps promote them while you're out and about, and somebody goes, hey, who's that band? What's that shirt you're wearing?
That's it. Music City Metal includes bands that just are a little bit north, a little bit south of us. Is that correct? Right? The official?
I was going to say something snarky, and I edited on the fly.
Just be snarky, baby. Be snarky.
No, it's, yeah, pretty much anywhere. It's not, I think we've expanded beyond Music City because Music City is beyond country music. So,
right. And I like what's happening. I like what's happening in Atlanta. I like what's happening in where they're from in Kentucky. And brother, I can't wait to hang officially.
Thanks so much. We'll see you soon.
Coming up next on Music City Metal, we're going to talk about our Florida trip and maybe a little teaser on Fish Fest 4.
Don't give away all the secrets.
No.
Okay.
Coming up.
Hey, do you want to make the world a better place? Commit a random act of kindness to a complete stranger.